Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The overall tax plan, I think, works for workers. And here's why. You've got to look at it in context of our economic war with China. You can't separate the tariffs and what he's doing on the 301s, what he's doing on trying to stop intellectual property theft and appropriation from the taxes. The taxes principally were to make our companies competitive with Germany and China. The personal tax rates, which I didn't totally agree with, right, because it's more of the trickle down, is something that had to be used to get this thing passed.
So that's Steve Bannon a while back explaining that the Trump tax cut was meant to offset the pain that was going to come with the tariff war.
Right.
I actually heard somebody use that argument against Trump on one of the Sunday talk shows. Look, all the gains that they made here in Pennsylvania with the tax cut, they're losing it all through the tariff war. Well, that was supposed to be an offset. Now, if that was the point, Steve Bannon's on some show talking about it. I haven't heard Trump explain that to anybody.
No. Why don't we usher in the fabulous Deborah J. Saunders, White House correspondent from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, currently at their D.C. bureau, I believe, to discuss this and more. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Hard to believe that Steve Bannon is no longer with this administration, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, the complete lack of reporting on that angle, and this is one of the most poorly reported stories I remember in recent years, as everybody is just looking at it purely through the lens of do I like Trump or dislike Trump. This is a really big, interesting, important negotiation they're in the middle of.
This is, you know, everything, the Trump presidency hangs on this. Because, as you know, because we know that, go ahead, say it, China.
China!
That's right. Trump, the big issue for him was that he was going to take on China, and that he was going to do what he could to get China to have fair trade practices, and now we're in the middle of it. And one of two things is going to happen. Trump's going to win, or he's not. If Trump wins, it's a big gain for the U.S. economy. It hurts China. And I think we'll have a great economy through 2020, and his chances of being reelected are certainly, you know, better than even, right? If he loses and we have and this is a prolonged trade war, it's going to hurt the U.S. economy. It's going to hurt him among his base, which is really stood behind him up till now, and maybe for a while, we just don't know how long. He's not going to come across as the great deal maker that he said he was, and it will be ugly.
Hey, I want to point something out, partly for our listeners and partly for you, Deborah. We talked about this, I think it was last hour. We got a great note from an eminent thinker and, somebody who knows about Chinese-American trade and has lived and worked in China for 40 years. He says, in China, there's a significant and growing body of academics, business people, and policymakers who agree that most of what the U.S. is demanding of China is in China's long-term interest. So while in the short term, I think it would be more beneficial for the U.S. than China, there are plenty of Chinese who think we need to sign this deal and continue our move to economic modernity. So I just thought that was worth noting. But as usual, I found the Trump administration's messaging on this a bit haphazard.
Yeah, it's always interesting that Trump is both maybe the greatest political communicator of my lifetime and the worst at the same time. I mean, sometimes he communicates thoughts and feelings to crowds in a way that nobody can, and everybody's cheering. And then on stuff like this, I feel like he counts on pundits on Fox News to explain his policies to people, because he doesn't really. I haven't heard him go out there and make the argument to farmers, look, it's going to hurt for a while. I realize this, but this is what's going to be like for you in the future. Why doesn't he do that?
He does it on Twitter. He's been doing tweets saying,
he's
yes, it's
trying to count
farmers
on all farmers to read his tweets.
I guess they get up early, milk the cows, and read his tweets. but I mean, there are, he said, this is going to hurt China, that if you don't want to pay tariffs and you shouldn't be manufacturing in China, you can move to another low-cost country to manufacture, like Vietnam. And yes, farmers are going to be hurt. In the long run, it's going to help you. We've got this $15 billion fund that we can give to farmers that will help ease the pain somewhat. I know manufacturers are going to be hurt, but in the end, it will be in their interest. He's been saying all that on Twitter.
Well, listen, you got to go to the White House and tell them to hire Joe Getty as their new communications director, because if I were in charge, I would be out there. I would have the president. I would have all of his spokespeople saying, all we want is for China to follow the rules they agreed to when they joined the World Trade Organization. We've been letting them slide now for damn near a couple of decades, and they're ripping us off. We don't want them to rip us off anymore.
It kind of reminds me of the NATO thing. Look, I didn't decide this. This was decided by others a long time ago. I'm just trying to enforce the rules. Actually, it fits in with immigration, too. I'm enforcing the rules, the laws that other people passed, whether it's the World Trade Organization, our own Congress, or whoever. Other people were letting it slide. That's kind of interesting.
You're right.
You would know more about this because you're so close to Trump and follow him and everything like that. I can't imagine him personally backing down just because he's the kind of guy he is. I could see him taking this to the end. But will the Republican Party cave on him at some point?
Well, I mean, these are trade negotiations. I mean, the party has stuck with him amazingly. And when you think about what a free trade party the Republican Party has been, the fact that he has this much support, and that basically even free trade senators are trying to give him a pass on this, I think because of the point you made, everybody knows it's in our interest to have this work. That if Trump can get the concessions he's looking for, it's good for the U.S. economy, and the country comes out stronger. I'm sorry. My mind wandered for a second.
Well, his personality, yeah. Can you see him backing down?
Well, you know, he did back down on the budget. And so we've seen that before, where when there was a government shutdown, he did back down once. I don't see him doing that on this one, except, you know, if you can, here's the thing. He likes this personal relationship that he has with Xi. And these personal relationships mean a lot to him. I guess my only question would be, if the Chinese can convince him that the deal that China wants is Trump winning, maybe something like that happens. Otherwise, this is his signature issue. This is the thing that he really wants to win. But if China is just going to be intransigent and the U.S. economy continues to get pummeled, and it's already started, at some point in time, a reasonable person would cry uncle. And then the question is, then why did you get us into this problem? Hmm. And that's the thing I can't imagine, the situation that Donald Trump cannot want to be in.
Deborah J. Saunders, White House correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, on the line talking about the trade negotiation that's going on. What do your sources say, Deborah, about, speaking of mind wandering, Oh, what was I going to ask? Oh, it was important. China trade. It was something you just said. It was. I got distracted. I'm looking at AOC's Twitter page, and oh man, she is something. what I hear is that all of the material issues have been decided, and they're just hung up on enforcement mechanisms. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I mean, what Trump's saying is we agreed on everything, and then they took it all back.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're saying. We agreed. We're 95% there. And then China just said no, and this is a negotiating tactic. And that then so we're supposed to give up the concessions we won.
Well, I guess we'll find out in time. But I still think a deal will be struck, and I think it will be enormously positive. But we shall see. You're talking about a totalitarian regime, and if there's one thing totalitarians who are good at their jobs know, that if they give a little, they might lose everything. Because when it comes to control, you know, there's only, you know, there's control and then there's not control. Deborah J. Saunders, White House correspondent, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thanks a million, Deb.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon.
I had never thought about that before until I started rambling on there, but there are three issues there where Trump could still do a better job of arguing, look, I'm just enforcing the rules that already existed.
Mm-hmm.
The NATO countries agreed to paying this much. They weren't. I'm going to make them pay how much they agreed to.
He doesn't value NATO. He wants to tear apart NATO.
Our immigration laws are this. I'm going to enforce them.
He's a racist.
If you don't like them, change the laws. And the WTO, the way they've set up everything, China's supposed to do this. They aren't.
Right.
I'm saying we need to enforce it.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't invent all these things, these new hard lines.
He's willing to go through a little pain to enforce it, which none of his predecessors were, Republican or Democrat.
Pretty interesting.
Worth noting.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.